Monday morning at 8:45, and welcome to my mobile studio. It's Paul O'Mahony talking to you from Cork in Ireland, where, as usual, the weather is dreadful, or it's particularly good for ducks. I was wondering how to start the week on Audioboo, and I hadn't cracked it. I had no idea what I was going to do. Would I start the week with saying something about what kind of a week ahead I had, or would I start the week with saying something about what kind of a week I had last week, or would I keep it entirely nothing to do with what's either in front or behind? Would I do it entirely in the now? And then I opened my emails. And I want to read you an email that I received this morning, because this is the ultimate orientation email as far as I'm concerned, and it feels to me like as if it was sent by a messenger to get me sorted in relation to the future. And it's called Your Relationship with the Future, and it comes from somebody who does a lot of deep thinking about stuff. So it's got a title line, Your Relationship with the Future, and here's how it goes. Some people believe that tomorrow is likely to be better. Better opportunities, better technology, a brave new day to make a new kind of difference. And I'm thinking to myself, yes, that's me, yeah. Others think that yesterday was a lot better than today. Tomorrow represents diminished resources, fewer opportunities, one step closer to the end. I thought, there's a bit of me in that too, somehow. We call tech geeks early adopters, and it's worth highlighting that they are not early adapters. There's the distinction, early adapters. Adaptation implies that people aren't eagerly going forward, they're merely tolerating what gets thrown at them. As a marketer, then, there's a real choice here, to market your wares, new to this market, to people who are eager for change. Well, that's me, really, I have to say. Or to get very good at marketing to people who would prefer not to change. I did an awful lot of that in the past when I was training people. Okay, moving on. As a human, the question is even more profound. What relationship with the future will you choose? What relationship with the future will you choose? Choose. Oh, I see. So I have a choice about which orientation I'll have. I happen to believe that too. But I do think some choices are easier than others. The thing is, the future happens every single day, like it or not. Sure, tomorrow is risky, frightening, and in some way represents one step closer to the end. Yes. This brings me in touch with my mortality. Sorry, this is me talking now. This brings me in touch with my mortality. Every single day is one step closer to the end. Which means to me that I have to step up my efforts to do good in the world. Okay, and this is the last line in the email. But it also brings with it the possibility of better. And the chance to do something that matters. Okay, folks, that's the end of the email. It's Monday morning. It doesn't really matter who wrote it, because I think that the universe wrote that particular email, put it through the body of a human being, and propelled it across to me. And I'm now, you know, pushing it with it wrapped in a bottle, you know, out there, a message in a bottle, onto the ocean of Audioboo land. Or Audioboo waterways. Bye, Paul O'Mahony, wishing you the best of now, the best of the rest of the week. Bye.